All right, welcome to Redskins Nation, kicking off this edition with offensive lineman Vincent Painter, the Hokie. How are you, sir?
Good, doing great. How you doing, Larry?
Good to see you. What was your day like today? Next week, OTA start, almost the end of this portion of the offseason.
Pretty smooth day, another day in the life. Lifted a little bit of weights this morning, got on the field, did some drill work, sat in meetings for about an hour. Another smooth day.
How do you like being a Washington Redskin? You have not had the easiest path to the National Football League. You've had several stops along the way. You're a Hokie, so I would think this feels pretty good.
Feels like I'm right at home.
Yeah, I bet it does.
Feels like Blacksburg number two. But so far, I'm loving it. You know, coaches are great. Being around the guy, my teammates are great. Everybody, you know, shows me a lot of love here. And just love being back in Virginia. My family's always been 50-50 Dallas and Redskins.
Well,
so.
You know, sometimes it gets in the water, you know. But you know what? I kind of see you as a guy that's coming on. I think you look good last year. You got on the field. How has your patience been tested during your journey?
It's been tested a lot. You know, this is one of those things where when you come in, you kind of have a certain set of expectations for yourself. And then, you know, when you get cut a few times, it's a little bit of a letdown. But it's just one of those things you have to keep chipping at, staying patient and just, you know, just believing in the work that you're putting in and keep putting one foot in front of the other and keep going.
Put a lot of work in. As I noted before we started the interview, I mean, it looks like you added some muscle and leaned down a little bit. Was that a goal of yours this offseason?
Definitely, definitely. Usually I float around 298, 300, but this offseason I wanted to get myself up to about 315, 320, and I managed to do that while still just putting on muscle and cutting fat.
Right.
So I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Maybe a dumb question, but when did you get big? And we talked to some guys, and they said, well, I was always the biggest guy playing football growing up and all that. When did you sprout up?
Let me see. Going into high school, I was 6'3", 260. Leaving out of high school, I was 6'4", 315.
As a freshman, you were 6'3".
Yeah, coming into high school as a freshman, I was 6'3", 260.
You must have dominated, man. And what made you pick Virginia Tech?
Well, it really just because it was close to home. You know, when I took my visit there, it was a very family-oriented atmosphere. You know, everyone there has been pretty close-knit, and they take care of the guys, and Beamer looked out for us. And,
right. And
of course, you know, who wouldn't want to play for the dominant home team?
Love it. Enter Sandman, baby. Gotta love it.
Yeah, it never gets old.
How have you integrated in? What'd you say?
He said it never gets old. I said, really?
Yeah, well, he's tired of it. You got a pretty veteran offensive line here, and it's a tight group. How did you get yourself into that group, and how have you been received by your teammates? Because we know how close that group is.
Definitely, definitely. Coming in, it was good because there was a couple familiar faces that I knew coming in. Morgan Moses, you know, went to UVA, so I knew him for a number of years.
Yeah.
I trained with Sean LaValle during the offseason for a number of years. So, and, you know, everybody else was pretty welcoming. It was easy.
Yeah.
It was easy.
Now, I mean, the fact of the matter is, at this point, you're not on the front unit. So what do you view as your challenges this offseason to try to climb up that ladder and ensure that you're in the position to take a spot if one comes available?
It's just one of those things where I just have to make sure that I'm always prepared, you know, just whenever my number's called, making sure mentally I'm ready, physically I'm ready, and just making sure I'm on top of my assignments, knowing what to do. And I guess the biggest challenge would just be preparing myself as if I am a starter.
Right.
And trying to stay on top of it in that aspect.
How'd you think you played last year when you got in?
To tell you the truth, I kind of surprised myself.
Yeah.
I thought I would kind of, you know, be a little more nervous and you know, make a few mistakes here and there, but I just stayed confident in my approach, my preparation, and it carried me through.
Bill Callahan, what are your thoughts on him? Everybody on the team really has an opinion on Coach Callahan because he is a unique coach. What are your thoughts on the coach, Callahan?
Man, Callahan's a great guy and an even better coach. Very great, very good coach. He's helped me out a lot since I've been here along with the other guys, you know, showing me some new techniques and staying on top of me, trying to help me get better. And he's definitely been a big help to my career, being here for this past year and going on number two.
What does it mean to you? I mean, I met your dad last year somewhere along the way. I think it was in the hallway at the stadium somewhere.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
does it mean to you? Final question for Vincent Painter. Offensive lineman for the Redskins. What does it mean to you to have your family be this close and be able to see you play? Your other stops, I don't know how much they could go see you play when you were on the squads.
Yeah.
So how is this special for you?
This is very special for me. It's pretty much like being back at home, being back at Virginia Tech, and they get to come up and visit me a lot more. This is actually the most that I see my family since I've been in the league, you know, during the course of the time that I'm with my team.
Right.
You know, the last few teams I've been on the West Coast, deep down south,
yeah,
places like that. So it's very special to me to be here and for them to be able to come see me.
Man, I know you work hard. You got a lot of ability. Keep an eye on Vincent Painter, offensive lineman for the Redskins, the Hokie. We're pulling for you to have a great year, my friend.
Appreciate it, Larry.
And Chris Samuels' number there.
Oh, man.
You know him,
exactly
right?
Why I want to keep it.